got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? Now your friends start texting your phone. They wanna get messed up when they get home. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday? It starts with a couple of beers, reminiscing about old times. Do you remember this? Can we forget about that? Now I guess we're switching to cocktail. Got your friends coming home from college. It's gonna be just like good times. Why does this always seem to happen on the eve of a major holiday?
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Cote. By myself. But don't worry, I called him. This is still the world's greatest action sports podcast. It's just 50% less great because Todd's not physically here in person. But good news is Todd's phone was working great at the top of the mountain at Boreal, Lake Tahoe. Todd's up there for Peace Park. I'm going to call him shortly. But for now, I'm going to do the intro by myself. I'm going to do the intro alone. So again, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast. This is an awesome show. We got Hobo Dave in the building. A great little interview with him. And he plays us a song from his van. It's going to be awesome. That's at the end of the show. We talk about Explosion Salad. We talk about Billy Kemper. We talk about Camp Shred, the world's largest surfboard demo. What else are we talking about? We're talking about all kinds of fun stuff. The America video. The new Tony Hawk Pro Skater documentary. Brainchild Skateboards, the biggest snowboarding news and sponsor news in a long time. Ferguson, Kotzenberg, K2, more to come on that. But for now, let's talk sponsors. The world's greatest action sports podcast is brought to you by Adventure.io. Get the app, Adventure.io app. Literally can change your life. One adventure could change your life. K2 Snowboarding. Huge news from K2 Snowboarding. Coming at you in snow news. Can't wait. Well, I think I already spoiled it. Let me just say they have their team now is among the best of the best teams in snowboarding. Panic and Coffee and Tea, as per usual. Not a lot of nerd news today because Todd's the biggest nerd. He's gone. Chemistry Surfboards brings you surf news. YouOnline.com. New Greens. New Greens, keeping us healthy and happy. NanoCraft CBD for recovery and just mindfulness. NanoCraft CBD. Also, Super 73, had an amazing weekend doing stunts on my Super 73 electric bike. This thing rules. And the big news out of Super 73 is the pre-order is on. The bikes are coming in hot. So go to the Super 73 Instagram or website and check it out. Camp Shred is coming this weekend, February 29th, March 1st. More on that in Surf News. Now let's get to the show. Hi. Oh no.
Yo. Yo.
Oh my gosh. Where are you? Where are you? You're late.
I'm almost to the top of Boreal. Wait, what?
I thought we were doing a podcast today.
Oh, you didn't get my fax?
No. My fax machine's on the fritz. Yeah, we're live. Where are you?
I'm at the top of Peace Park at Boreal right now.
Must be nice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. It must be nice.
What do you want to talk about?
You want to just rifle into some stuff real quick? I'll do the advertisements by myself.
Okay.
I got an interview, exclusive interview with Hobo Dave.
Hobo Dave?
Yeah, and he played us a song. It's going to be awesome.
Is it like a custom song that has like our names and stuff in it?
No, it's a Hobo Dave hit.
Oh, okay.
You're not. We're not in it. I'm not in it. You're not in it. But it's okay. It's still great.
Cool.
So you're in Boreal, and
I'm at Peace Park. I had like Chris. I'm a professional snowboarder. I had to get out here and be professional.
You're still pro.
Did you know that?
Wow.
Don't let anyone else find out your opinion of me.
Hey, you know what? I've seen you snowboard. I'm a big fan. I don't care what everybody says. I don't care what the internet says. I think you're great, Todd.
Thanks.
This is the Monday Mass with Chris Cote.
And my name is Todd, and I'm at Boreal.
Oh, well, that actually makes sense, because this is the world's greatest action sports podcast.
Hold on. You guys, I'll meet you guys at the bottom.
That's what she said.
You can't, whatever.
That's what she said.
I just got to do this with Chris.
That's what she said.
I got to get this over with Chris.
That's what she said.
She says a lot. She's very talkative.
Surf News is presented by Chemistry Surfboards. Todd is far away from his chemistry board, but I'll tell you, he's thinking about it. He's missing it. He wishes he was surfing, but right now he's
Robbie,
snowboarding.
It's Robbie Sell. Hey, you're on the Monday Mass. Don't worry about it. Yep. Sick. Okay, cool. Sorry, wow. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Oh, you're like surrounded by pro snowboarders and stuff?
Yeah, it's like it's an improenza up here.
Sick.
So what? Go. Shoot.
Explosion salad, Todd. What does that mean
Fire
to you?
Fire away.
What does explosion salad mean to you?
Is that when someone is tossing? Never mind. What is it?
This is the new flick, the new clip, the new web edit by Dylan Graves.
Explosion salad?
Yeah, and he's got cornrows, and he's surfing, wedging waves and doing airs. It starts with Daddy Yankees, reggaeton smash hit, Gasolina.
I saw this edit already.
Did you like it?
Don't you have any newer news?
Well, it's pretty new. This is newish.
No, I did like it. I can't get enough of Dylan Graves, and I feel like I went to Puerto Rico with Dylan right when that song kind of came out. So I feel like I lived it a little bit.
Or you were actually there in 2004.
I was in Puerto Rico with Dylan when that song came out.
You know, I think that Dylan Graves, he goes and surfs weird waves and he rips them. But then it takes an edit like this to make you kind of realize how good Dylan Graves actually surfs.
Yeah, like that backwash wave that didn't look like it was even possible. And he gets that crazy super dry barrel.
God damn it, he's good.
He is good. I can talk about Dylan for hours.
Did you know that explosion salad is also the actual name of a menu item at Chili's, which is fitting?
Is it really?
It is.
Explosion salad.
I love everything Dylan Graves puts out. This was a film that he put out to celebrate his new deck pad, traction pad. What do you call it? Do you call it deck grip, traction pad?
Yeah.
Well, which one?
Octopus traction? Doesn't he ride for Octopus?
He's part. Yeah. I think he's part owner or starter.
Just traction. I call it traction.
Traction. All right.
Tail pad. But tail now
pad.
There's like
front pad.
Now there's like mid pads.
Maximum
padding.
Todd, I know I am from Encinitas. I know you are from Boreal. Wishing Billy Kemper a quick recovery from
what happened to him.
He exploded his pelvis, wiping out in Morocco.
Whoa, Explosion Salad, the sequel.
And then he got to celebrate the joy of spending a couple days in a Moroccan hospital in Casablanca, which I don't know. I don't know what it's like, but I know Billy's home or almost home. He's in California now. So have you ever done anything to your pelvis in a?
Not yet, but the day is young.
Oh, man, I can't. You just said that.
Explosion salad, Chris, everywhere.
Please don't explode your pelvis, because from the sound of it,
you're
nowhere near as tough as Billy Kemper. We know this.
No, not even close.
He basically walked it off.
Really?
You or I break our pelvis, we're dead. Right? It's over.
Yeah, well, we're at least crying for a good period of time.
Definitely.
3 to 4 days.
Get well soon. Get well soon, Billy Kemper.
What's up with all the big wave surfers? Everyone's getting hurt.
Well,
you just answered
your own question.
It's as if this portion of the sport is dangerous.
You think?
How come these guys don't get enough recognition?
They They do.
Don't. No, they don't.
Well, I mean, it's pretty big news that Billy Kemper got injured and is already battling his way back.
That is good.
We're talking about it. You're freaking on a mountaintop in somewhere, and I'm in. It's all over the world.
Right?
Who just walked by you?
Nobody. There's some bros getting off the lift.
Oh, nobody.
I think they're all high because it's California.
Wait, you're in California? Oh, you're in Lake Tahoe,
yeah.
Right?
Lake Tahoe, yeah.
Okay. Peace Park. Yeah.
Yep.
I know about it. I hope you're back in time because the world's largest surfboard demo is coming in hot. It's coming this weekend. Cardiff.
I'm really excited for that.
Cardiff by the Sea, Santa Leo Campgrounds. We're talking about Camp Shred. It's presented by Surfride and Surfer Magazine.
And TSOL is playing.
Would you like to hear the rundown of what's going to happen this weekend?
Yeah, is that this is Sunday, right? Or Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, good. I'll be home.
All day long on both days, you've got all the surfboard and wetsuit and skateboard and sunglasses demos. You've got 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We got live music from Hobo Dave, who I just hung out with, who is the best dude out. The guy rules.
Okay. All right.
And I got an interview from him with him that I'm going to put in right after this, after you and I talk.
Okay.
Okay. We also got Band of Gringos playing.
Okay.
And we've got one of the world's greatest surf rock bands, Pounded by the Surf, playing. That's Saturday. Sunday.
Okay.
It all kicks off again at 8 a.m. We got Surf Video Soundtrack Trivia DJ set hosted by Chris Cote, which is sure to be awesome.
Okay.
2 o'clock on Sunday, March 1st, Dark Alley Dogs. We got more soundtrack surf trivia. And then 4 o'clock sharp.
I'll be there.
Change Today.
Right.
Joe Wood.
I'm gonna ride my e-bike down.
Joe Wood performing songs from his 10 years with TSOL.
Change Today. Are we going to hear Flowers by the Door?
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to hear all the hits?
Revenge, Flowers by the Door, Colors, Take Me Away. It's going to be amazing. Can't wait. Here are some of the surfboards. Jesus Christ, are you going down the hill?
What, is it really windy?
It was. Now it's not.
Oh, sorry. I got to cover up my... I don't have a windscreen out here, Chris. I'm just trying to hide the hype and the elements.
I like that you're actually snowboarding while doing the podcast, though. That's pretty
cool. No, I should be. It would probably be. You wouldn't be able to hear it, though.
That's true. Channel Islands, Body Glove, Creatures of Leisure, Dark Arts, Firewire, Futures, INT, Josh Hall, JS, Lost, Nanocraft, Nixon, O'Neill, Pizel, Rain, Reef, Rip Curl, Rusty, the list goes on and on of all the people that are going to be there.
That was alphabetical.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Todd, I hate to tell you that I was sleeping around, if that's what they say in the podcast realm. I was on the Wire podcast with Chris Groh, a.k.a. Shred Show.
Beg your pardon?
What did you think of it? Did you like that episode?
Yeah.
Thank you for your support.
It's not you, it's me.
That's right. That was surf news. We're going quick today, Todd, because you're on a mountain. I'm on the beach. It's crazy.
I'm up here just waiting. I'm waiting to take a run.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I know.
I have bros that are waiting for me. You know.
Yeah, I got you. Skate news is brought to you by Adventure.io.
Hey, speaking of skate news, yeah. I ran into Greg Lutzko on the hill about 20 minutes ago.
No way.
No way is right. Yes way.
I bet. Do you think Lutzka can do 270 lip slides on his snowboard?
He's pretty, you know, he can slide a rail.
Because I'm sure as hell he can do it on his skateboard.
He's all right. Can you hear that wind blowing in the background?
No, it sounds great. You sound wonderful.
It's the wind of change, Chris. Okay, keep going.
Okay. Have you seen, I got a text message from our mutual friend, Matt Ramirez. He said, America Video is perfect. And I watched it, and it's pretty goddamn perfect. It's called Green.
Is it good?
Starts off with Dakota Servold. Holy shit. Crazy. Crazy good. John Dixon, the whole America team, you know, Figgy and the boys. It's got that America style to it. Sick soundtrack. Amazing skating. Gets you excited to go skateboarding, which is what skate videos are for. So thank you, America, for that.
That's right. You know what? I have some skate news. I listened to the Nine Club in its entirety with Neil Mims the other day, and when I was on my way up here driving to Tahoe, because of course it's a 9-hour drive, it's incredible. And I just like to say this to Neil, because I know maybe he's listening, maybe he isn't, but I'm really proud of him.
Like, yeah.
If you listen to it in its entirety, it is an ups and downs of someone dealing with a taboo subject that some people don't like to talk about, and Neil lays it all out there, and it is awesome, and I'm really proud of Neil Mims.
It could have gone bad.
It could have.
Highly recommended, and we had Neil on last week. This week on the Nightclub, Ashley Lee. It's going to be
cool.
A good episode. It's going to be another banger. Hey, so
cool.
You and I lived this. You and
well,
I lived
can we
this.
Just, can I just be done now?
No. You're almost done. We're getting there.
Okay.
We're going to jump around. I'm just going to talk to you quickly about things that you're interested in. How about that?
Okay, cool. All right. Did you see The Outsider?
Pretending I'm a Superman is a song by Goldfinger, which is a song that was in high rotation in the Tony Hawk Pro Skater series. It's also the name of a documentary coming out about the Tony Hawk Pro Skater series.
Oh, and it's premiering at the Mammoth Film Festival. Did you know that part?
That's what's up.
Smarty Pants?
No, I knew that. I knew it. Todd, before I let you go back down the hill.
Yeah.
I'll do the other skate news with by myself or with our neighbor.
Well, I can call you later.
Well, just listen.
Okay.
There's huge news. Snowboarding news is presented by K2 Snowboarding, which is fitting because the biggest sponsorship news on snow.
Oh, I know. Holy
just
shit.
Happened.
This was a big deal.
Gabe Ferguson and Sage Kotzenberg joined K2 Snowboarding.
I told those guys they need to come up with a name like Bradgelina, so it'd be like Kotzenferg.
How about Fergsenberg?
Sage and Ferguson.
Gabesage Fergsenberg.
Right.
Well, so
they need a name.
So
how marketable is that?
So tell it just in your opinion.
Kotzenferg is one of the best moves I've seen by a company lately.
So you got Sage, who just got Rider of the Year from Snowboarder Awards. You got Gabe Ferguson, who's just, I mean, one of the most stylish, ripping dudes out right now. How big is this for K2 to grab these two juggernauts of snowboarding and put them on the team?
Big enough that I would think that there's multiple zeros on some of those checks. This is the hottest pair in snowboarding.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what Sage and Gabe bring to the K2 family, which I'm part of. I'm not as good as them at snowboarding, but
Remember when I borrowed your gear last week?
Yeah, you still have it?
Yeah, I still have it, but I borrowed it and my nephew broke his wrist first run.
With all my stuff.
On your gear, so I don't know.
Well,
just like take
that
for what it's kind of. Your
I think
stuff
it was
is
the
set
pants.
Up weird.
I think it was the pants.
Might have been pants.
Well, this is. I don't know if this is bigger news than Sage and Gabe joining K2, but this is pretty big news.
What's that?
Summit Daily, a newspaper from Colorado.
Yep.
Has just nominated Todd Richards as a peak performer. To be on the Mount Rushmore of Summit County athletes.
What are you talking about? Where'd you read this?
This is on the internet.
Oh, you
literally.
Go on there still? People still go there.
Literally, I went and put snowboarding news into Google, in the computer. The files
and I came
are
up,
in the computer.
And I came up.
This was one
up.
Of the top stories. You didn't know about this?
Dude, I still got it, Chris. I still got it.
Well, with that, Todd.
I love you.
Why don't you take?
I can call you. I can call you later.
This has been enough. I think the viewers, the listeners are they're
there's
actually,
no one viewing this.
They like this amount of Todd Richards. Just a little, just a little bit.
Oh, Chris, there's some other breaking news I need to tell you. Are you ready? This is as big as Ferguson.
Okay. Oh, well, that was a way to exit. Thanks, Todd Richards. Thank you, Todd Richards, for coming on to your podcast. For coming on to your own podcast as a guest. Dick. snowboarding without me again. All right. Well, you know what? With that, I'm just going to give you a couple quick little hits, something to think about on your drive or whatever you're doing. There's a new back to skate news presented by Adventure.io. Brainchild Skateboards is a new board company that has a purpose. A portion of all the proceeds go to charities. Now, Chris Haslam, a.k.a. Wayward Nephew, one of the greatest skateboarders to ever do it, one of the most technical, one of the only skateboarders in the world that can match trick for trick Daewon Song, has started a new company. It started from the passing of his friend Ben Ramers, and Chris is going to be giving some proceeds from the deck sales to Project Semicolon, a nonprofit that works to prevent suicide by providing better access to information and resources. So if you're going to buy a board, why not buy a board from Brainchild Skateboards? There's a video up right now at jenkum.com that shows you the joy, the love, and the meaningful reason why Chris Haslam started this board company. Yoshi Tannenbaum and the infamous, now infamous, Gazelle Flip has officially been named the gnarliest trick ever done at the Barracks. So congratulations, Yoshi. If you want to get excited to go skateboarding, you should watch the new Oski video. Oscar Rosenberg Hallberg dropped a new video with Nike SB to support the Nike SB Orange Label shoe. It is out of control. Out of control. 13 minutes of Oski madness, radness. And you can find that, I think it was on the Barracks, it's on Thrasher, it's all over the place. Watch it now. Snowboarding news, you just heard it. Nerd news is just not the same without Todd. It's just not the same without Todd because he's such a nerd. I'm like 30% of the nerd. Todd's 70. So let's do this. Let's wrap up this podcast. This is a different type of episode, obviously. Todd's gone, being selfish, snowboarding by himself or with his family. Either way, he didn't invite me, which is now started as a running gag, but now not inviting Chris is a thing, and it's working. I feel it. I feel the uninvitedness. Either way, I'm going to leave you right now with an interview I did just now, literally an hour ago, with an incredible human, Hobo Dave. Hobo Dave is a beloved character on the fringes of the surf scene. He's got a van. He's got a cabin that's somewhere between here and Alaska. He plays awesome music. He is... Like when I say beloved, I mean, ask Nathan Fletcher, ask Dane Gadowskis, ask any of these fools about Hobo Dave. They will light up. I literally hung out with Hobo Dave for a half hour. His positivity, it got me. I feel better. I feel happier. I am having a better day because I got to hang with Hobo Dave. And so here's the Hobo Dave interview followed by a song that I recorded on my phone from his van. Hobo Dave is playing at Camp Shred, which is coming up this weekend. He's playing on Saturday, February 29th. So be there or be square. Come out and get some with Hobo Dave. This has been the Monday Mass. I'm going to leave you this Hobo Dave interview as well as a Hobo Dave song for today, which is February 24th, Monday. I miss you, Todd. Here's Hobo Dave. Oh yeah, we got Hobo Dave in the building. Very excited. Not only is Hobo Dave an incredible musician, ripping surfer, a raconteur, and currently on tour.
Yeah.
In his van, driving up and down the coast. But fortunately for all of us down here in Encinitas, we got Hobo Dave booked at Camp Shred.
Woo!
On Saturday, February 29th. Hobo Dave, welcome back to Encinitas.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Man, it's warm out here. Feels good. I got the convertible sweatpants on because I was cooking. Yeah. Thank you for everything.
No, man. So I guess the long story short would be I became a fan of Hobo Dave via Instagram, which sounds super weird, but it's true. Guys like Tanner Gadowskis, the Positive Vibe Warriors, Innocence Crew, you know, a lot of friends in common. But tell us about where did the Hobo Dave name, sound, lifestyle, where did that all kind of come from?
Well, I grew up in Seattle, Washington, and it was like a pretty gritty town, like when I was younger in the 80s. And there was the skateboard crew, like Mark Hubbard and those guys and the Q-Man, and they would always go down to Burnside and they would ride the rail. So I had always had this idea of like riding the rail and all these things. So I started to eventually just kind of like hitchhike, ride trains, do a bunch of stuff just to go experience life, you know? And then that name and just, I guess, the whole lifestyle thing kind of just became what I was destined to do. And I tried to do all the other regular stuff. I had something like 42 jobs or something, you know, and I always leave. And then I just kind of accepted as I got older, it was like, you need to kind of embrace who you are and these people that influenced you. And I was really lucky, you know, to see that. And I ping-ponged around forever and ever. And then I hit this point where I was like, well, maybe you should just really follow your heart. And I moved way out in isolation on the coast. And I was lucky enough on a random Tuesday, Nathan Fletcher showed up at the town just north of where I lived. And we clicked instantly because I grew up just idolizing the Fletchers, you know. And Herbie's a lot like my dad. But my dad didn't get to do what he wanted to do where Herbie was surfing, you know. So I grew up windsurfing from Seattle. So just this whole idea, I never thought I'd be a surfer, any of the stuff. And then for all that to pan out and then for Nathan to show up. And then we clicked and Nelly was there. And I gave him a tour of the logging town that I lived in. And then I was hitchhiking down here and I met up with Nelly and he was like, Nathan's down here, Dave. You should go see Nathan. And so he picked me up at the Carl's Jr. up there in San Clemente. Yeah. And like all these things that happened, we went to Astrodeck. I filmed this film called Story of a Sundowner. And at the end of the night, like, my phone died. Something crazy. I was supposed to go meet up with Carlson, and I just slept in the bushes down at Trestles. And then, like, a couple years later, I was on the journey again, and I ran into Nathan. Was like, well, I'm going to Mavericks, Dave. And I was like, well, okay, well, I'll go then, too. And Nelly arranged all this stuff, so I got to go on a boat. And then that was the first time anybody had introduced me as Hobo Dave, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was kind of like, well, Nathan, it's gonna call me that. That's pretty cool, you know.
Embrace it.
Yeah, and then so yeah, I've embraced it because really a hobo is just a migrational worker, and it's like Woody Guthrie and all those guys. You know, I think that needs to be kind of it's different than what's happening now in life. So maybe it'd inspire other people.
Turn the word and the connotation of hobo into something positive.
Yeah.
Like, yo, I'm Hobo Dave.
Yeah.
I'm riding the rails. I'm making music.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the music that you're making. So you live in a van, but you're recording music constantly and releasing it. How does that all work out? Because that's a pretty interesting way to do it.
Well, I finally got an iTron phone, and you hit the record button on the voice messages, and you can transfer it with this AirDrop thing onto the computer. So I've been doing that and then putting it into GarageBand and then doing tape cassette stuff and everything. And from living out there in the woods, I did all these different jobs, and I was like logging and worked as a preschool teacher, and I finally had this thing lined up where I could buy this piece of property, and so I had to hike everything in to where my property is, but I have this little tiny cabin that's completely isolated, and so now when I go there after I come into the hoopla, I'm super inspired when I get home, and my mind's clear enough that I can actually sit there and create the stuff. And I'm actually following through in the fruition of, like, what I'm dreaming up now is actually happening. So it's kind of like, just ride it, dude, you know, and then share that positivity with people.
No doubt. So how many releases, how many songs or albums do you have out now? It seems like you're constantly dropping songs and stuff, which is, and I like them all.
Oh, man, thanks, Chris. man, well, I used to have a whole bunch of old stuff I put out as Hobo Dave and the Ghost in the Emerald City, and there was Aloha Amigo and O Fallen Buffalo, but I couldn't grasp the digital stuff. So now it's because of Spotify, you can do these things so fast. And so, yeah, I'm basically the way I go through the process of writing the music, which is exciting to play Camp Shred, because if people come and watch, they're going to be in for it, because it's basically like a freestyle rapper, and I just barf it out, and I play it, and I don't even know the chords, and I hit that button, and I record it, and then that is what it is. So I've had to go back and teach myself how to play all these songs, and it's wild. But yeah, it's just, I feel like it's maybe, it sounds crazy, but maybe it's like spirits from the past or something, or just connecting through me, and it's barfing out, you know? Something like
you've
that.
You've tapped into it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Camp Shred. So, like I said, I just became a fan. I'm sure like a lot of people just listened to your stuff online and then connected. Got you coming down for Camp Shred, and it was pretty wild when I posted that out there. Hobo Dave's playing Camp Shred. So many messages. No way, can't wait. Like, because, you know, I don't know, the following you have is pretty cool. Not, you know, it's an eclectic following, and again, as crass as it sounds, you've got a lot of cool, influential people celebrating your music.
Yeah.
So tell me about some of, you know, tell me about some of the guys that have embraced the Hobo Dave sound and shared some of your music, and you've become friends with through, you know, putting this stuff out.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's mind-blowing. A lot of it comes from Dane Gadowskis. Just the connection of the Stoke, and he was kind of the first one to push it out there, and then Alex started using him in some little edits, and then Tanner was getting stoked, and yeah, just really through people, I think, that are really connected with who they are, so it means a lot to me for that. And like, even like Dylan Graves, you know, I have never met him in person, and then it's like, here he is all excited about it, and it's like, it's got to be a connection of vibrational energy, I think, or something, you know, where it's like people are realizing what's the truth inside themselves, and it's hard to find things maybe that are authentic, so those authentic people maybe are connecting with it. It's mind-blowing, actually.
It's like magnetism.
Yeah.
Authentic magnetism.
It's got to be it, because even just meeting you and being here and stuff, it's like, it's all feels what it's like supposed to be happening, I guess, or something.
Yeah. Well, I love that I called you, I don't know, it seems like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, you were somewhere between here and Alaska. And,
and
I was like, okay, well, how are you going to make it down? And then you got here in 2 days.
Yeah.
So you've been hitting the road. You've been hitting the highways.
Yeah.
Tell me about your journey from wherever you were at to down here in Encinitas to come to Camp Shred.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. So I had all these things lined up because I was kind of running low on funds. I had a couple tires blow out. We had snow up where I was, and it doesn't happen that often. And they're logging where I'm at. So the logging roads are gnarly, and I was just super excited to get down here, and then I was like, well, you should film the whole trip on the coast. Maybe you can make some money, and you can surf the whole way. So I started out, and we got some really nice offshore winds, and it was like, I don't want to leave here. Like, there were all these places that were going. So I was ping-ponging gas-wise, and then I got down the Oregon coast, and I was like, okay, well, I've driven this road probably 20 years now, like literally maybe 60 or 70 times, which sounds insane, but I would do these
migrations. From Oregon to San Diego.
Yeah, from even north to Oregon, like Canada to Mexico, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like birds, I guess, or something. So then I was like, okay, well, I could go this one route to get back over to the 5, because that's straight, you know? And then I was like, no, I'm going to take this road I've never taken. It's going to be awesome. Took that. Then I was ping-ponging on the 5, and then I met these old-school skater dudes in the town of Corning, which has an amazing bowl, and they had the punk rock going, and there were all these scooter kids, and I was like, man, I just should skate and enjoy this, you know? And this guy that was there, he was taking photos and everything, and I'm just kind of getting back into getting excited about skateboarding, so I've been doing little early grab airs, and he was like, you got it, dude, you could get over the coping, and it was like, it was one of the best skates I've ever had, you know, in the olive capital of the world. And so then I got that energy, and I was like, okay, well, now you want to cut back to the coast. And then I was like, why don't you just go to San Diego and relax for like a week, kind of chill out, focus on some music stuff, and then make a movie going the whole coast up. So I might play a couple shows, too, on the way up and see old friends like Nelly. But, yeah, I'm I know all these weird little, I just follow my heart on the journey, I guess, you know? Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Hobo Dave, you can find him on Instagram, at Hobo Dave. You can find him on Spotify, everywhere where fine music is played. Hobo Dave is playing Camp Shred on Saturday, February 29th, 1 o'clock. Be there. It's going to be awesome. It's free. It's all ages. It's open to the public. Maybe Dave will give you a tour of his van. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
Dave's all about it.
Yeah. I'm going to park the van at the campsite, so I made all these arts and crafts and stuff. I'm just going to sell them out of the side of the van. So if you want to come and hang out. And then later that night, Chris is playing a show, which is pretty rad because it's in a staple part of Encinitas, and it's kind of like time traveling.
Oh, it's
so,
on.
Yeah.
We're on tour together, Dave.
Yeah,
it's totally. On. All right, brother. Can't wait, sir, to see you. And maybe we can, you bring your guitar?
Yeah, it's up in the van, which is over there. But...
All right, well, we might have to get a little sample of some of Dave's tunes right here. I'm just putting them straight on the spot to play live for us here. Are you down for that?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.